The meaning of sin.
He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. 1 John 3:8.
For the longest time of my life, I never knew what sin was. Sin seemed to be something mysterious, something unexplainable, something that happened to me. I was aware that I felt wrong inside and did wrong things, but I never really understood why. Over the last 5 years, I came to understand that sin is explainable, that sin has a purpose. Sin is the father of lie solutions to escape heartache. You see, sin does not stand alone. It does not happen by itself. It sits on a pillar of beliefs suggested by the father of lies. These beliefs hurt. They suggest that you have been abandoned by certain people and by God. They propose that you are unacceptable to certain people and to God. They offer the belief that you are nothing but a being of shame to certain people and to God. However, the father of lies is craftier than that. Not only does he suggest the beliefs of abandonment, condemnation, and shame, but also the solutions to the heartache these cause, sin. After he introduces the hurtful beliefs, he offers solutions of distraction and destruction, sin. After the father of lies plants his painful beliefs, he entices you to do what is wrong, to dull the pain, sin.
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8.
I bless you to know that Jesus, the Son of God, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the father of lies. Jesus came to offer a different solution to escape the heartache of the father of lies' painful beliefs, himself. Instead of turning to solutions of distraction and destruction to ease your heartache, you can turn to Jesus and ask him to take away the pain in your heart. Instead of turning to sin as a solution to the father of lies' beliefs of abandonment, condemnation, and shame, you can turn to Jesus to change you miraculously with his power of truth, hope, and love. I bless you.